Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the Morning.
It's 36 past the hour. From the Faith Radio Network, it's Friday. And I'm Austin Hill. We're glad you're with us. When you hear me say, follow me on Twitter at Morning Austin, you often hear me kind of follow that up with my expression of your reticence to get involved in social media. We talk about that frequently here on our program, and I certainly believe that social media can be used for constructive purposes, but I'm keenly aware that it can be used for very destructive purposes, and I've misused it myself at times. And you probably have some sense that a lot of people misuse it, and it's really taking a toll on our culture and perhaps even on the church itself. What if you were to learn that there's a book that addresses this from a biblical perspective and offers us some regained perspective on the matter? Craig Groeschel is the senior pastor at Life Church. His new book is called Struggles: Following Jesus in a Selfie-Centered World. He joins us now on our newsline. Pastor Groeschel, welcome back to the program. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Austin, I'm thrilled to be back on with you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I should note that the in true social media fashion, the title of the book is, it doesn't start with struggles, it's hashtag struggles. All the more reason
right.
why there's direct application here. What got you as a pastor focused in on the problems with social media?
Well, truthfully, Austin, we love technology, and at our church we love to leverage it as much as we can. In fact, we were blessed to create the YouVersion Bible app. Hopefully some of your listeners use that. It's a free Bible app, and we'll celebrate in November this year. We'll pass giving away over 200 million free apps.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're immersed in technology. We love to leverage technology. We're all over social media. We have church online and see all the benefits. But at the same time, I think because we're so immersed in it, we actually at times are too immersed in it. And on a real personal note, I came to recognize that I had a kind of a dysfunctional relationship with my phone. I'm married to Amy, and we have six kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me for quite some time, you're on your phone too much. And then she kind of turned up the heat and said, you're really on your phone too much. And I kind of just rationalized my behavior, saying what I was doing was important. Then we had a family meeting or family gathering on a holiday weekend, and everybody that mattered to us was there. I looked up from my phone after the meal, and everybody in the room, and I mean everybody from grandma down to the 7-year-old, they were all looking at their phones, and suddenly I realized this is a massive problem. What mm-hmm. is wrong with me? What is wrong with us? And so I kind of went on a personal quest to overcome this addiction in my own life and recognize, I'm very addicted to technology, and I don't want to throw it away because there's so many benefits, but I wrote the book. I did a lot of studied all sorts of sociological studies, really dug into God's Word to see how it applies in context to our world today. And that's what the book is about. In a selfie-centered world, how do we follow Jesus? How do we still enjoy the benefits that are there without all the negative unintended consequences that are available to us? And there are many negative consequences we need to learn to manage.
That scenario you describe with being in a room with your extended family there and everybody's looking at the phone, I think a lot of us can relate to that. I certainly can. And I recognize as a husband and a father, I have not modeled the appropriate alternative to living that way at times. And so it's not surprising that my family has been distracted that way. But it strikes me, Pastor Groeschel, there's a couple of problems entailed in that. And I know you address them in the book. One of them is that we're not present in the moment. I'm not right there with you. I'm physically there with you, but my mind and my eyes and my heart perhaps are somewhere else. And then secondarily, that breaks down relationships. How do you break those problems down in the book?
Well, we spend a lot of time talking about those that you're absolutely right. We're now relating to people screen to screen more than face to face. And the consequences of this are quite fascinating and very real, that there's you know, the younger generation, this is native to them. It's all they've ever known. For us, guys our age, it's relatively new. But, you know, my kids, this is all they've ever known. And so they're used to filtering everything that they say. They're always in control of conversations. Almost everything is done over text, not over phone. And so their studies are showing how the younger generation is fearing and avoiding unfiltered communication. For example, if their phone rings, they generally don't answer it. They let it go through voicemail, listen to the voicemail, and respond with text. Well, since they're not interacting a lot personally, it's really impacting their relationships, and people don't know how to relate as well together. The second thing is, you know, they're showing the version of themselves that they want other people to see. Here's me at my best. Here's me with a filter. Here's my cute caption. You know, here's my new outfit or whatever. And they're so used to showing a filtered, perfect version of themselves that they're having a really hard time showing their true, authentic self. That's just the beginning. There's dozens of kind of unintended places that social media would take us. With all the upsides, there's all these downsides. And the truth is, you know, people are connecting screen to screen more than they are face to face. And I just, you know, believe deep within my soul, even though we're always going to leverage technology, God intended something so much more for us. He wants us involved in deep, authentic, intimate, biblical community. And is with technology, it's just limited. We cannot go as far as I know God wants us to go relationally.
Pastor Craig Groeschel, he pastors Life Church, which you can find online, life.church. His new book is called Struggles, Following Jesus in a Selfie-Centered World. How is the church in our culture in America, let's just be that specific and yet that broad, the church generally in America, how are we doing in terms of harnessing and, as you say, leveraging social media technology for good while not getting caught in its entrapments and some of the downside? Does the church generally do well with that, or are we kind of chasing after what pop culture tells us is important?
Well, I think, you know, that's a really good question. It kind of depends a little bit on what you mean by the church. If you're saying, like, churches, you know, how are churches leveraging technology to reach people? I think, you know, some are doing better than others. Some are probably falling into more traps than others. If you're talking about the church meaning the people, I think that, you know, an interesting thing to note, I wrote 10 commandments at the end of the book, and they're obviously not inspired by God. They're made up by me. But one of them was, you know, put God first in all you say and post. And, you know, when I look at people from my church, a lot of times, sadly, they're posting stuff that's not God-honoring. They might post immodest pictures of themselves or, you know, repost a meme with some bad words or, slightly or you know, dramatically inappropriate picture. And so in those cases, you know, the church is failing. And just because it's culturally acceptable doesn't mean it's right. And on the other hand, there are some people that are just amazing that they're posting, you know, inspirational pictures, Bible verses, using social media to encourage and be a blessing to others. And so I think it's a really good question. And the question I think we need to ask is, how are we doing with it? How am I doing with it? How is my family doing with it? How is my church doing with it? Because we can't fix everybody, but we can certainly influence those around us. And we want to use it to minister to others. But at the same time, it can lead us into massive temptations, dangerous places, or we could end up saying or showing things that are inappropriate and not helpful.
Yeah. No, points all well taken. Pastor Craig Groeschel, he is the senior pastor at Life Church. And I mean no pun here. I am going to put a link to your book on our Twitter account, at Morning Austin, and I hope listeners are following there. You can connect with some, and we go out of our way to make sure that we have very thoughtful and helpful content on at Morning Austin on Twitter. Final question for you, Pastor Craig, for the parent in particular, who is listening to you describing this and saying, oh, man, I've been guilty of this too, and I'm really, really concerned about the social media behavior and the, shall we say, relational detachment with my kids or even my grandkids. Offer a word of help, a word of encouragement, if you would.
Well, I'll start with kind of facing the reality. Chances are your kids will be bullied. Chances are they're going to see a lot of inappropriate material. Chances are they're going to be tempted to look at pornography. Chances are they're going to feel bad about themselves because they don't have as many followers as someone else or as many likes. And so while there are great opportunities for them to connect relationally, there are a lot of downsides. To simply give your kid a device and say, good luck, have fun, and not give them any guidance is really unwise. Mm-hmm. It's like sending your kids off to school without giving them any spiritual direction, counsel with friends, and such. And so I think as parents, we need to open up our eyes, really educate ourselves on what's out there. Most parents don't know that there's massive availability to pornography on social media. They need to know that, and they need to have conversations with their kids. There's safeguards that parents can put in place, but even more than just putting safeguards up, we need to help put safeguards around their hearts. Mm-hmm. and disciple them, lead them, you know, with hearts of purity, help them fall in love with God's word, and recognize that, you know, although there are benefits of connecting relationally, there are also so many dangerous landmines that they need to be aware of. And when we have conversations with our kids, we can help guide them into truth. And that's what we're called to do as parents until they are able to follow Jesus on their own. And this needs to be a top priority that parents have. It used to be, hey, don't do drugs, you know, don't have sex, whatever. Now, at the top of the list, it needs to be healthy boundaries and leading well through all of the issues that social media has for us today.
Well stated. Pastor Craig Groeschel from Life Church, his book, Struggles, Following Jesus in a Selfie-Centered World. That's a new release book. We've got that for you on the @MorningAustin Twitter account. Check it out. It's a book well worth the time reading. Pastor Craig, always great to talk to you. I hope you'll come back soon and talk more about this. This is a very important issue.
Austin, thanks again. It's great to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. 48 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Friday underway. I'm Austin Hill. Thanks for being with us. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.